You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hello, this is Gary Bauer with the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, our weekly podcast. Glad that you're with us. These are exciting times, challenging times. And today I want to try to capture your attention on what this moment is in America and what I believe all of us are called to do. You know, there was a recent study, maybe you saw it, that showed that one half of the American people say that they don't recognize America anymore. They don't recognize the country as being the place that they grew up in or the place that they were taught about when they were in school. And I think if the people doing this study had broken out Christian Americans and asked them this question, I suspect the figure would have been even higher than that. And I think it's simply a matter that we're all reading the same headlines, right? We're looking at the same things on social media, or we listen to the evening news, or we see what the controversies are in our own communities. And the headlines tell the story. You know, universities ought to be a place of free debate, open debate, of free discourse. But almost every week, we see another example of some leftist mob shouting down or even physically attacking a conservative or a Christian speaker. That's unacceptable, but it's happening regularly. Our freedom of religion is under concerted attack. Years ago, many schools used to begin the school day with the saying of the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And then there began to be a controversy about that because some school districts decided that the pledge was offensive to some students or might be against their deeply held values. So there are schools that still say the Pledge of Allegiance, but a lot of them don't. But now, today, we're finding out, because the teachers involved are bragging about it, we're finding out that some left-wing teachers do begin the school day with a Pledge of Allegiance, but it's not to the American flag, it's to the LGBTQ flag. What? How in the world could that be happening? How did we get to a point like this? You know, we are a nation, as we've talked about in this weekly podcast, we are a nation that was founded by wise men, men that believed that liberty came from God, not from government, men that believed that only a virtuous people could remain free. That's why they gave us this really unique experiment in self-governance. How did we get to that, to now in community after community after community? We're having a gigantic debate whether it's a good idea or a bad idea for men dressed up as if they were women being in charge of reading hours for little children in the public schools or at the local library. Well, what is that even about? Why are there so many adults that are really committed, I mean, really fighting very hard to expose our children and grandchildren to adults talking about matters of sex, and sometimes from things that are really kind of bizarre? We're being pummeled by a blizzard of lies. That is the best way I can put it. Now, as adults, and if we're Christians and we've studied the Bible and we go to a church that prepares us to understand these things, we're able to overcome that blizzard of lies. But these lies are aimed at our children, at our innocent children, at the minds and hearts of our children. And those children often are not prepared at an early age to deal with these things. Now, you know what else has happened because we've been talking about it at the James Dobson Family Institute a lot. James Dobson, Dr. Dobson, has talked about it a great deal. If you're a parent or a grandparent and you try to protect your children and grandchildren, there are powerful forces in our government who, in cooperation with left-wing teacher unions, are trying to label parents and grandparents that stand up on these matters as domestic terrorists. Now think about that. They have taken the laws that were passed after 9/11, laws that were intended to protect us from radical Islamists, and they are using those laws and the powers we've given them to go after parents. The FBI even established an 800 number where somebody could anonymously call the 800 number and turn in a parent or a grandparent, a Christian parent or grandparent that went to a school board meeting and said, "You can't do that with my child or my grandchildren. Again, how did we get to a moment like this? You know, there's many studies about what's happening to America's kids now, and every one of them show that our children is in trouble. There's no dissenting study that I'm aware of. Almost every study is showing that the mental health of our children is in tremendous decline. And I think the answer to that, or the explanation for that, is that the reason their mental health is declining is that their souls literally are under attack. Little 8-year-old boys and girls are being told that they may be trapped in the wrong body. I'm up in years, but do you remember what it was like when you were 8 or 9 or 10, or when you were going into puberty, how confusing things could be? Can you imagine being a child today and being told that you might be a boy trapped in a girl's body or a girl trapped in a boy's body? The popular culture, social media, leftist teachers, leftist professors are telling our children or telling young adults that the God of the Bible is a myth. They're being told that America is evil, that they're living in a country built on racism, when in fact the America that was built by our founding fathers has brought more liberty and more opportunity and more freedom to more people than any system of government in the entire world. The forces arrayed against our children and against us, and I want to be very clear about this because I think there's a little bit of denial going on. I run into a lot of people, that continue to say, "Well, look, I don't like this, but aren't you exaggerating a little bit?" No, I really don't think any of this is an exaggeration. The forces arrayed against us are anti-God. Quite frankly, they're anti-human. And quite frankly, they worship death in many cases. Now, look, I'm not talking about the liberal that lives next door that you might have disagreements with. I think many of them are rebel against some of this stuff I'm talking about. But when I say that the forces arrayed against us are that they worship death, when I say that the forces arrayed against us worship death, what do I mean? Well, how else can you describe powerful people in our government that are committed, 100% committed to making sure in 2023 we don't have one abortion less than we had in 2022. So given who we are arrayed against, it is extremely important that we be pro-God, pro-life, pro-love, pro-abundance, pro-Judeo-Christian civilization. There is a homegrown plague of Marxists in our universities and governments. They attack the police, they desecrate churches, they tear down statues of American heroes. At night, in major U.S. cities, when the sun goes down. Godless gangs prey on the weak and the vulnerable. If the left's plan to rip us out of the rich soil of Judeo-Christian civilization, if their plan to build a socialist, neo-Marxist, secular nation succeeds, if they're able to do that, then we will be in the middle of national suicide. Day after day, they are demanding we kneel to these philosophies. They're demanding that our children and grandchildren kneel to these things. None of us, not you or me, not our pastors, not our churches, can kneel to these godless forces. If we do that, we will lose our nation. We can't kneel to socialist tyrants, to baby-killing abortionists. If we do, if we kneel to the woke mob, we will have lost the country and in some ways have lost our own souls. There is only time, one time that we can kneel, and that is to our Lord Jesus Christ. If we follow the timid voices, some of them in our pulpits, we've lost our constitutional republic. We've trashed our inheritance. We will betray our founding fathers, and we will condemn our own children to lesser lives. Now, you know, there have been other periods of crisis. One of them was in 1776 when the nation was just starting. A man named Thomas Paine wrote a little pamphlet called The American Crisis. Some of the words in it, particularly how it opens, are relevant still today. Paine wrote, "These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldiers and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country." And I might add today, of our God. But Paine said, "He that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman." General George Washington was at Valley Forge when he was given this pamphlet, and he was so moved by it that he ordered Paine's writings, and particularly that beginning, to be read by his officers to all the troops at Valley Forge on December 23rd, 1776. On December 25th, Washington led those troops across the Delaware River, and on December 26th, he led them to a victory at the Battle of Trenton that ended up beginning the long process in winning the American Revolution and setting up this blessed nation, one nation under God. Thank God we didn't have sunshine patriots and summer soldiers at the birth of our nation. But what will happen to us now if we have sunshine Christians and summer Christians? These are times that try men's souls, but we cannot, we must not be neutral or fail to act in the great battle for the heart of America. My message today is we want you to join us at the James Dobson Family Institute. We have the strategy. We're preparing the resources for you so you will go into the public square and fight for the heart and soul of America. That's why we do this podcast. That's why Dr. Dobson's on the radio every day. That's why our dedicated staff is working to save and help us defend faith, family, and freedom. Be back with us next week as we fight the good fight. God bless you. See you then.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.